Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, apparently one way to recognize Mexican babes is if they have a treasure trail on their backs. This could also be Italian or Greek girls, not to mention the Indians. God was so cruel to Indians, making them hairy and then dropping them off in a hot country. With this image, it's the arms too. Are you sure this isn't a dude with no hair on his head, as the hair migrated down to his lower back for the winter? Moving on, this woman wants to sterilize all men with a reversible vasectomy. That'll only get reversed if a woman agrees to have a child with this man. After the birth, the father is then forced to have another vasectomy. She says it's about time we controlled men's bodies. This is how women could prevent incel men from reproducing and turn many more men into permanent basement dwellers. Whatever happened to my body, my choice? Oh, that's right. It only applies to women. This is how women think when their only friends are boxed wine and 10 cats. Number three, this is what happens to a woman when she's arrested and the police force doesn't let her put a filter on the mugshots. She went from looking like a Vanessa to a Consuela. She's quite the handsome-looking woman in this. In the picture on the right, she's still wearing fake up. Imagine what she would look like if she was forced to take it off for this mugshot, too. Up next in Hawaii, a scuba diver was hospitalized after putting his penis in a clam while recreational diving. Statistically, he's much less likely to contract an STD, so let's not judge him too quickly. When they asked him what happened, he clammed up. If you wonder why his face also looks like that, it's either because he either tried eating it, or he's just a Hawaiian. Maybe he also has a shellfish allergy caused by the clam slamming shut on his shwing shwang. Number five, apparently having a loving family is now considered an unfair advantage. How do they suggest solving this so-called problem? Make all households single-parent households, perhaps. If they tried this, then most men would use surrogates, and then the communists would complain that kids having a male father have an unfair advantage. You can't win with these crazies. Commies believe that the family unit is part of the capitalist system, and that it needs to be destroyed. Moving on, why is it that whenever women are photographing an object or place, they put themselves in front of it? It's clearly for the attention, but then they complain that men only treat them as sex objects. So by that definition, there are actually two objects in this picture. Technically, this woman wants to photograph herself and show off, but if there's something in the background, then she has plausible deniability that her desire for attention wasn't the real reason she took this picture. Number seven, this left-wing German politician was raped by migrants, but lied about her attacker's nationality so that it wouldn't encourage racism. This is awful because she's basically enabling it to happen to other women as well because she didn't rat out her attackers. They need to jail her for this because she's basically complicit in the crime even though it was against her. Also, she didn't seem to have any problems stoking hatred towards German men. Up next, once you see the shape of her outfit, you can't unsee it. I wonder what they would call this style atop. Zipper jizz. Or maybe a dick collar shirt. I guess this is one way to get a larger female and gay male audience, or alienate the male one. Please tell me that her producer told her that she was wearing a penis before putting her on air. I guess not. But I think they let her on with it intentionally. If you love crop tops, you'll love cock tops. Number 9, we have a Lonely Fools model and she says it's free to come see her pregnancy. It's the kink that makes a lot of money, so that's why she's cashing in before she pops. I would say that because women are acting like this, we need another flood. But that's why they use the rainbow, because it's their immunity card from that flood. But I'll settle for a zombie apocalypse where the baby passes away and eats its way out of her. Moving on, according to Armani, if you're a man that gets cheated on, suck it up. because no woman wants a crybaby that's going to leave her because he was cheated on. So this is where we're at. Men being cheated on, leaving their partners, getting shamed for doing so. But if the man cheats, then the woman needs to take the man's house, money, and never let him see his children again. Sounds about right. If she cheats, dump her. This sounds like what might have happened to Armani. I wonder who hurt her. Number 11, this woman takes notch count to a whole new level. And she wonders why no one has wifed her up yet. She's also got that lifeless 100 swing schwang stare. She's not bragging here. She's crying out for help with her eyes. I also can't believe she let Sam, the 6'4" software analyst, go. Actually, he had options, so he probably left her. This is what it looks like to be an Alpha Widow 3 that's looking to land a 10. Up next, Asian American residents in Brighton Beach in Chicago are furious about illegal migrants coming into their neighborhood after 87% of them voted for Biden in 2020, and they will vote for him again. Remember, it's blue no matter who. At least when a single party has been in power in Chi-Town for 90 years, you know who to blame. That won't help, though, when you're stupid enough to vote for them yet again. These people should be prohibited from moving to red states. Number 13, Ren says that in terms of influence, the dance moves Taylor Swift has are better than Michael Jackson's. Jackson destroys her any day of the week, because she dances like an 8-year-old girl at a sleepover. Besides, Michael Jackson is better at being a white woman than Swift is. Given the choice, I choose the pedo over the pathetic. She's also nowhere near as good as molesting today's youth. Given how bad her music is these days, being slightly above average like Swift makes her an instant superstar. Moving on, in the West, we have gay pride parades, while Poland has winged Husar parades. I hope I pronounced that properly. To think that everyone used to call the Polish stupid, and now they have the last laugh. Looks like I spoke too soon with this Western woman saying that we don't need Polish winged Husar parades because we have winged Husars at home. Number 15, a mom that kicked her kids out at the age of 18 tries to move in with them now, especially as she doesn't have any money. One of her kids says she told them that a healthy working age person should not be freeloading. I'm sure that many millennials can't wait to treat their boomer parents the way they treated them. Maybe that's why boomers are America's fastest growing homeless population. I suspect we're going to see a lot more strong, independent homeless women in the future. Up next is one that explains men's stupidity. We think that we're the dominant life form on the planet, when in fact it's women. We are just too thirsty to understand that. All of our accomplishments are done to attract them. We need to start accomplishing things to free ourselves from them. The man that frees men from cooch will be one of the most remembered for all time, as a hero by men and a monster by women. Number 17, the Walt Disney Company needs to die. They say they're all about being inclusive, but no white males are allowed. Their stock's price-earnings ratio is 106, and they're a media company. That's more than twice Amazon or Netflix, and those are tech companies. Woke hedge funds are keeping them afloat at this point. They're going woke, but their ESG score is keeping them from going broke. Bob Iger is reportedly exhausted and overwhelmed after multiple box office flops. They will only get worse. Moving on, Congress is thinking of forcing women to register for the draft, and it's sparking a backlash from women. So much for equality. They will just be a free girl for the enemy troops that capture them. If women aren't forced into the draft, then what's going to stop men from just identifying as women and getting out of serving? But seriously, women only want to pick and choose to do the good things that men do. Number 19, a woman wants a white man that's above 6 feet tall, an IQ of 140, six-figure income, and in good shape. Only 0.78% of white men meet that criteria. She didn't even add single instead of men that are married or those that are gay. Then it must drop to at least 0.25%. But don't worry, lady. If you wait long enough, he's going to show up. Why would a guy like that want to date and marry a woman that's a 6? She's either going to settle or start drinking boxed wine with her cats. Up next, Larissa here has the same requirements for men. Her other requirements include 3 daily shots of insulin and a 2500 cargo van. I would also include supplemental oxygen and a forklift to get her in and out of bed. Looks like inflation is just a myth because people can still afford to eat like this. I bet you anything that she ends up eating her abortions to make sure she doesn't lose any of that sexy weight. But at her size, I'm sure she's no longer with us. Number 21, this Kentucky dad of quintuplets is shamed for walking his kids on a leash. There's nothing wrong with this. Also, why isn't their mother doing this? I bet she does, but no one shames her. This is what a responsible parent looks like. The women criticizing him are just looking to stir up some drama. My mother used to do this to my brother at the mall because he used to run off on his own. That was one kid. Imagine five. Moving on, someone asks, what's your favorite Oprah moment? And someone says that one time when the police found human remains and evidence of cannibalism at her LA home after she sold it in 2013. I don't know about that, but when I saw her in person during some interviews, the only person she stopped to talk to was a black woman at the end of the press gallery. Talk about being biased and racist. That was my favorite Oprah moment. Number 23, it looks like the passport bros are evolving as this man went to the Amazon and seduced this tribe. Unfortunately, even Amazon tribes have recently been using Starlink and learning about feminism that way. Unfortunately, this story was made up, but there were guys in the past that went to the Amazon and married tribeswomen. One even brought her back to Western civilization and she couldn't handle it. And then she went back to live in the wild. He took the uncontacted pill. Up next, this woman says guys don't believe she's 40 and leave the date after learning that she has children. She wonders if she's going to end up all alone. Well, if she means single without a man, that depends on if the kid is a African or not. But she'll never technically end up alone because she can always go to a shelter and adopt a cat. Plus, there are always simps out there willing to settle down with her if she would just lower her standards. Number 25 in the last one, we have Stalin and Mussolini's granddaughters. Stalin's granddaughter looks like she's right out of Mad Max, although her boomstick looks like a toy and tiny. She's 44, living in Portland, Oregon, and runs an antique shop, and is also a Buddhist. Living on the left coast made her look kind of crazy. Either that or she's dressed up in a tank girl costume. Mussolini's granddaughter is classy. I wonder what the Austrian painter's granddaughter would have looked like if he had her. Oh well. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.